Well, good morning, everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
I love that. I forgot the good morning. The Blog Talk Radio lady was going to chime in first. We usually have but we don't have intros for this show taped yet. But good morning, everyone. Good morning, Gratitude. It's Deb Scott and Elizabeth Hamilton Garino with you this morning. And how's it going, Deb?
Well, it's, you know, here in the Boston area, it's probably the same for you up in Maine. Rain, rain, rain. Kind of feels like fall. You know, that crisp, cool feeling. And by the ocean here, it's got that fog going on. And oh, yeah.
It's a bit much now, like 4 days in a row with flooding and everything. It's just been absolutely, absolutely pouring, pouring rain here with wind. For days now, like 4 days in a row now.
You know, it's crazy because, as a lot of people know, in this area of the country, we had June and March, and now we've got March and June. Isn't that special?
Yeah. A little bit much. So we're...
I got schizophrenic flowers out there in the garden, you know, they're like,
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, yeah, it's just been really bizarre. We had that 80-degree weather in, like, March, and I thought, oh, good, summer's here. And then it got really cold. I think it even snowed again once or twice. And now it's, there's my phone ringing in the background, but now it's just rain. And I remember when I very first moved to Maine in 2004, in 2005, it rained 11 weeks straight. Do you remember that in 2005 when it did that in the eastern,
you know,
in New England?
Actually,
11 weeks straight. It was nutty. So better not do that this time. I'm a freak.
You know, I'm not really sure. Hopefully somebody's going to give us a call and tell us that they're grateful for sunshine. Okay, who's
there you go.
Calling? Oh, who's got sunshine out there?
Well,
give us a call. Let's share the sunshine.
Well, you know, what's really interesting, though, is we have to be grateful for the rain. As much as it's bugging
us,
we have to be grateful for rain. In fact, I'm almost thinking we had this conversation the last time we did this show, too. I think it was raining. But, you know, we've got to be grateful for the rain. And actually, if you look outside closely through the rain, everything's in bloom. I was out there this weekend taking pictures of daisies and taking pictures of the lupine. And I was, I think people here say lupin. I don't know. I say lupine. That's the Midwest in me. But
Yeah, and it's, you know, and I've got to tell you, you are becoming, you know, the queen of photography. Every morning, good morning from Maine on Facebook. And it's like, how does she take those pictures? I don't know
really,
what you're using.
No, you know what? I just am using it's a Fuji FinePix S700 camera. And the thing is like 8 years old. But it has got the best zoom on it. You know, I love looking at all the different cameras in the grocery store, or not in the grocery, in the stores, you know, like at Target or Walmart or whatever, you know, just wherever they sell cameras. I don't go to a professional photography place or anything like that. But of all the cameras out there, at the time when I purchased this one, it had the best zoom. Just you could get in there really close without an actual zoom lens and take really clear pictures. So it's been a camera that served our family pretty well over the past, you know, several years.
Yep, being grateful for technology. You know, sometimes it's a... But I think that is, you know, you can't be grateful and miserable at the same time, so it's always much better to choose gratitude. But there's a lot of people always complaining about technology, but there's a lot of great things because we're having Good Morning Gratitude, you're sharing about your camera. It's very cool stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I was in here with... I'll talk about Quaid. We always talk about Quaid, my son, who's turning 11 pretty soon here on this show. And we added him to besteveryou.com yesterday as, let me read this to you, as the chief technical advisor.
I love it.
Isn't that funny? Yeah, hang on 1 second. Let me see if I can pull besteveryou.com up here. But we added him.
That is too funny.
Oh, yeah. And it was the cutest thing because, you know, he just thought it was funny as I'll get out, but under the About the Best Ever You Network section, Quaid is at the very bottom of it, and it says, Quaid Garino 11, Chief Technical Advisor. Quaid Garino, first known for his love of Legos, is someone we frequently turn to in times of technical assistance. From Bluetooth to Skype, from website design to PS3 breaks, from computer upgrades to website code, Quaid is there. Get this.
That is terrific.
In his spare time. what he wrote. In his spare time, Quaid enjoys being a catcher on the baseball team, reading 39 Clues, and playing Battlefield 3. And then he wrote, follow me on Twitter, Mom, at Quaid Garino.
No kidding. You know, this is the thing with technology. You have to go to somebody 11 to figure out how to use
it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is so terrific.
Isn't that funny?
That is terrific. Yeah. You know, you never opened up the chat room, girlfriend.
Oh, you know what? I keep doing that, don't I? And that's the downfall. Hold on one second.
And, you know, because I'm tweeting out, because give us a call in
if you're
listening.
Yeah,
Yeah, 714-868-0220, 714-868-0220, and give us a call and tell us where you're from and what you're grateful for. Let's jumpstart the week. This is the best way to start out any day or any week. Give us a call, especially if you have sun. Give us a call.
Yes,
we need your sun.
If you have the sun, we need to hear it. You know, some people are shy to call in, which we respect that. So I'm going to check my Twitter here because I think people are tweeting me actually as we're talking. And yeah, they are. People are saying things like, I'm grateful for my friends. I'm grateful for my family. Things like that. So I've got a
few
tweets right here. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. Let me see. I can get
to. Yeah, and you know, at Twitter, if you're interested to follow us there, Elizabeth is at Best Ever You. I got to get my tweet deck open. I'm telling you to do the chat room, and I don't have my tweet deck on. What's up with that?
No, I don't know. You need Quaid.
Oh, jeez. It's at Green Sky Deb for me, Deb Scott, and for Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, it's at Best Ever You. And, you know, you can always go, Elizabeth, I love your network, besteveryou.com. If you are in the Best People We Know Club, you are part of the Best Ever You Network. So get there, share your shine. We have a lot of, you know, I think in today's technology, Elizabeth, trust is going to become the new product because everybody on the internet looks good on paper, but you don't necessarily know if they're walking the talk. And I think that's what you and I are really committed to doing, is kind of filtering out the glitz from the real substance. So we really hope you come to Best Ever You and know that Elizabeth and I are really, really committed to giving you only the best there. It's not just for anybody. We want to make sure that these are people you can trust. And I think that is something, integrity and trust. I tell you what, if you don't have that, you just have nothing.
Yeah, in life and you know, community and so forth, and especially on the internet. There's so much stuff you can click on the internet, and you have no idea whether to trust it or not. And I know one of the things that we're doing is trying to reach out and touch the lives of a million people. And we're asking to see if we can get a million people into that Best You network that houses both Best Ever You and the Motivation Marathon. And so if you go to bestyounetwork.com and join, it works just like Facebook, but has a blogging function. And when you blog on bestyounetwork.com, everything that you write appears as content on besteveryou.com. So it's really a neat, the websites talk to each other, but one houses all the community and the people. There's probably about 450 people in there so far that have been invited in. And if you contact us at bestyounetwork.com and join, we'd love to have you in that network. And tweet us at besteveryou and at greenskydeb. And it's all good. I think it's a lot of people, a million people.
Hey, listen, you know what? There's how many billions out there, you know, so we got to find the best. So, you know, gratitude, I think, we have done a lot of blog posts together. And one of the things that I always read about from a medical standpoint is people are healthier if they are grateful. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. I think so. When you practice that happiness, you lose the stress. The everything. And when you just, how do you practice gratitude on it? Like today, you know, we're both sitting here kind of like, oh God, it's raining again. But how do you practice gratitude? What do you do?
Yeah. Well, when I get into my stinking thinking mode where I'm not grateful, I grab my, I grab my ABCs, because if I start, this is something, you know, I'm a big fan of Al-Anon, which is a program for those who are associated with people who are into alcohol or drugs or any type of addiction. It's for the support of those people, Al-Anon. And one of the things that they always teach is to have an alphabet set up. Okay, when you go, when your mind goes off into that mouse on the wheel thing, and just write down A, start with A, what are you grateful for with A, or B, or C, D. And if you go down and force yourself to do that, you know, you can't even, you'll be like a few letters into it and you'll already start feeling better. It's amazing. The other thing that I try to do is think about my day. You know, we talked about this last time. Where am I right now? If I'm sitting down talking to you, I can be grateful for the fact that I am in a warm place. I'm not sitting outside in the rain, right? I have a roof over my head.
Exactly.
How many people in the world don't even have that? You know, so when you start looking at it as the basics, it really is humbling, and it really changes gears quickly, you know. So that, for me, is a big thing. And I have to do it all the time, because I think it's human nature to forget, to take things for granted, isn't it? Because they become routine, so we think we're entitled to them. But that's not true, is it?
No, you know, that's where I go with gratitude, is we're not entitled. You're not entitled to another minute, technically. So every minute that you're on, you know, alive and breathing is a plus.
You know, we're talking about Twitter, and I tell you, have we got some terrific tweeples out there, huh? Are they Twitter stars, you know, do you know Melody Lee Lamb? She's an artist out here in the Berkshires in Massachusetts. I've never spoken to her, but her artwork is amazing. And she's always out there promoting people. And I actually learned from her that if you go on somebody's profile and then you take out their profile, what they do, and you learn about them, and then you copy and paste that by their name and put the little arrow in, I tell you what, I think that is just, talk about a way to show gratitude. You know, I love that. I think that's a lot of fun, don't you?
Oh, yeah. That's so cool. Because, you know, when you give and you shift the focus off of yourself and onto other people, it just completely changes the whole dynamic.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to tweet her now. We're talking about you.
About
Melody.
You.
Oh, yeah.
Tweet Andy Lyons too while you're at it. See if we can get her.
Oh my
God, I know.
Isn't she terrific?
I love her. Yeah. Yeah. I'm getting lots of tweet, but nobody's really calling in. So that's okay. I mean, people are saying, yes, I'm grateful for my friends. The number one comment we're getting this morning is, I'm grateful for my friends and family. People are grateful for animals. That's cute. There's a tweet
coming
in.
What was that?
Somebody said they're grateful for their animals.
Yeah, my dogs, they're like, I tell you what, I am so grateful for them. If you gave yourself a challenge today to find five things today, okay, this is your to-do list, five things you're grateful for throughout the day and space them out, talk about injecting positive mind vitamins into the day. What you're grateful for, so like maybe at noon, everybody says at noon what they're grateful for. Oh, I feel the positive energy already, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That would be five. Thing.
Okay, say it one more time. What's the exercise?
The exercise is five things by the end of the day you're grateful for. And we're going to space them out maybe at different times. So like at noon.
Oh,
at
I like that.
11, at 2. At five, and then when you go to bed.
Five things today that you're grateful for. Ooh.
Yep. Throughout the day. And, you know, and if we can reflect on that at the evening, you know, I always think threading your day is a great way to keep it together. in the way that you want. So if you thread it with gratitude in the beginning, in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, if you thread it with gratitude, you know, you're really weeding out the negative. You're really weeding out, you know, you're dumping the junk that way. So you have to be active. It's like our friend Deborah Oglin always says, you have a voice and you have a choice.
I like that.
Gratitude.
What do you have going on today on your show?
Oh, geez, yeah. So at 11 o'clock, 11 a.m., I have my show. It's a special Monday show because, you know, I don't usually have shows on Monday.
Yeah.
I have Barbara White coming on, and she's a neat lady. She started a healing center. It's a foundation out in Michigan, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that she started is called Accept Me As I Am Healing Center.
Mm-hmm.
She's got an intuitive flair as well, so she's, you know, got some of that going on. But she's all about radical self-acceptance. And if you'd like to tune into that, you can go to the Best People We Know radio show, or you can just at 11 o'clock dial 347-637-1318, and you can hear it that way or on iTunes or something. But don't you think that really ties in with the gratitude, the radical self-acceptance, don't you think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, tell me again what I was tweeting as you were talking right first. What do you mean by, what does she mean by radical?
Radical self-acceptance. Well, I guess, you know, her, and she has five principles, spiritual principles she's going to talk about. But the idea that self-acceptance is the most powerful thing that you can do to change your life. Because people want things in their life, and I think the philosophy is that we're doing it backwards. We think that this thing that we do, this thing that we have, this thing that we want to become, but if we don't have that radical self-acceptance as the foundation, nothing else can happen. You know, it's the idea of you can't give what you don't have. So the more radical self-acceptance, radical, like really, really love yourself in a healthy way, take time to be grateful, I guess, for who you are. That is the absolute necessity to have anything else in your life happen that you want. And that's what she talks about. That's her groundbreaking teaching. That's what she does. She's also on the board of directors for a national nonprofit. It's, I guess, Health and Peace. Yep, that's what she does. So she does a lot of that work. But she says that self-acceptance ignites change and is the core of all true healing.
You know, I can believe that, actually, because I think that's also what Gary Kobat says a lot, with self-love and self-worth.
Yeah, very much so, huh?
Hang on, we've got a caller coming in. Hang on one second here.
Oh, how lovely.
Hello, good morning, Gratitude. You are live on the air with Elizabeth and Deb. How are you this morning?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to our show. Thank you for calling in.
Good morning. I wasn't sure if you were talking to me.
Yeah. 989 area code. It's you.
Yes. That's me. That's me from Michigan. Yes. I saw on Twitter you said to call in and say what you're grateful for, and I was just listening to, you know, to you talk about self-acceptance, and that is so important because we get ourselves so caught up in what we don't have and how we don't look, and it keeps you from really being happy with what you do have. So I love that part of the show. So you are so right.
Oh, thank
awesome.
You. Yeah, you know, the magazines are all the media and the magazines and so forth. They show everybody so tall, so airbrushed, so skinny, so young, so unwrinkled. So
I know, it's so true. And I have a blog called Bring Pretty Back, and I have on my little profile picture, I don't even have a picture of myself, and I'm doing that this week, and I've been so caught up in, I've put weight on, I don't want to, I'm nervous about putting my picture on because I put 40 pounds on. So it really does affect us, because, you know, rather than just saying, hey, this is who I am, but I am doing that this week, but it really has held me back from putting even my own picture you know, on Twitter and on other things. So it really does, it does affect us when we start comparing ourselves to everyone else.
You know, I do that a lot. I gain 20 pounds and then lose 20 pounds and gain 30. And then, you know, I've had four kids and I gained 100 and some pounds with each of my babies. And so I know exactly, I know exactly how you feel right there with, you know, not wanting to have your picture taken or maybe even go to the grocery store or whatever it is.
Or a party.
I remember one of my worst Christmases ever was with trying to find a Christmas dress to go to a party. And just absolutely ended up not going, actually. You know that?
There was one year
where I ended up not going.
You didn't go. Uh-uh. And, you know, my friends and I, we've talked about it, too. You know, you put the weight on, and it was just something happened to me last week. I had a funeral I had to go to, and I was there, and I hadn't seen some of the people since the funeral before that, which was like 4 years ago, when I had lost the most weight, and I had put, you know, 40 pounds on. And here I was embarrassed, because when I saw the people, I thought, oh, my gosh, you know, they saw me, you know, 40 pounds ago. And isn't that ridiculous? That's the first thing that went through my mind when I saw some of them, because I was embarrassed because I had put the weight on, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is ridiculous. You know, it just really occurred to me how ridiculous that is.
You know,
And you know, the thing is, whatever, and I just want people to know, and your website is gorgeous, and you are Kristin.
Yes,
Kristin,
I am.
KRISTIN at Pretty Back. At Pretty Back. I have absolutely been following you and loving you, and I'm so psyched that you call in, because now, because you're always retreating, and I'm loving you. I know that, oh my gosh, this is terrific. Don't you love this? See, this is what I'm grateful for.
We have our buddy.
I know, and I think I know exactly what you mean. It is so, I am so grateful for Twitter, because I have met the most amazing, amazing people that have, I mean, I'm not kidding you when I say, I'm not even being over dramatic when I say life changing. They have changed my life, the people that I have met, and I'm just so excited because the Bring Pretty Back is the passion of my life because of how we feel about ourselves, and it isn't just about weight, and it isn't just about what we look like. It's everything. It's a pretty life is what we kind of seem like we lose, and it doesn't have to be that way. You can bring pretty back into your life, even if you've lost it. And I've done it myself. This weight has really been kind of it's been a challenge for me, but I'm working on it, and I'm getting to where it isn't really holding me back as much as it used to, but it's really, really something that everyone can do to bring pretty back into their lives. And I thank you so much for your compliment. Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm going to read the Coco Chanel. I have to just one
second,
Elizabeth.
Oh, I love that. Yes.
Because this quote on your website, people can go to your website, Bring Pretty Back. But I love this Coco Chanel quote you have on the front. I don't understand how a woman can leave the house without fixing herself up a little, if only out of politeness. And then you never know. Maybe that's the day she has a date with destiny, and it's best to be as pretty as possible for destiny. Coco Chanel. That is so adorable.
Isn't that the best quote? And I have to tell you, I read that one day, and I was kind of not feeling great. Excuse me. And I read that quote, and that is what I sat down. I wanted to blog, but I really didn't know how. I really didn't know what to blog about, and I was feeling kind of, you know, like I wanted to do something. I read that quote. I went over to my laptop. I went to Blogger. Excuse me. I, you know, registered Bring Pretty Back as a blog. I put that quote at the top, and I did my very first blog post. And that's kind of what started this whole Bring Pretty Back movement for me. And I just absolutely love, love, love that quote. And it's just so cool because you never know. And it kind of makes you think, gosh, when you're out and about, you never really know what might happen during the day. And you really should look your best. And I just thought it was darling.
Yeah.
It is darling.
So
and there's a lot
I have
of people
a question
that agree
about
you because you got like 700 Google followers there.
Yes.
I have a question for you about weight.
Yes.
So what are you doing? What are you doing about it?
I have started, well, I had joined Weight Watchers a while back, and then I kind of quit going, and I just started every single day. I walk 1 hour every day, and
good girl.
No matter what, I walk an hour every day. I meet friends, or I will get on the treadmill. But every single day for 1 hour, I've gotten
all. That's
what
all, I did, too. Doesn't it change
every
your
day.
Life? Every day,
pardon?
No matter what. I do
no
Zumba
matter what.
Or I walk.
And no matter
and
what.
Whether you lose the weight or not, doesn't that feeling of consistency change,
oh,
rock the world?
Oh, yes. It gets your head in the game, because once you
yes.
walk, you don't come home and get out a pack of Oreos. You don't, you know, it just, it gets your head in the game. And that is, you know, and I realized that, that I need to do more. And there's Margie Annalise that is on Twitter, and she has been so supportive with my weight loss, and we talk every week. But I walk every single day. I've gotten all of the junk food out of the house. It's not there's
Yay.
Nothing in here.
There's an applause button, Deb. Woo!
Everything is out of the house because it's just I cannot be trusted. I cannot be trusted, and I'll eat the craziest things at 11 o'clock at night if
Next
it's in the house.
We'll do. I'll show you a green smoothie. It sounds disgusting, but it'll change your world too.
Oh,
I'll show
you
on Twitter.
I love things that will change my world.
I will
I
change your
it.
World, I promise, with a green smoothie, making one more change in addition to your exercise. If you make this one change, you'll have made another change for the positive, and you'll be like, that was the best decision I ever made. I made a decision about 130 days ago to do a green smoothie every day and detox from sugar, and my whole world has changed. We have two more callers, actually. So we only have 3 minutes left. Caller from 310 area code, you are live with Good Morning Gratitude with Deb and Elizabeth. Would you like to chime in? Say what you're grateful
for? Good morning. Sure.
Good
morning.
Morning.
How are you guys? Good morning, Deb. This is El Febo calling.
Katie Eastman, your mic's live, too. Hi, Katie Eastman.
Oh, good morning. Good morning.
Katie.
I'm just grateful to be here with you girls this morning. What a sisterhood. Thank you for this incredible and inspiring show and all of these amazing guests that you have. Deb, you rock. Thank you from everybody. That's why I call. Thank you from everybody.
I'm grateful for Deb.
I love Elizabeth and Elle and Kristen, and we are just, I tell you, we need to share our shine. See, now I'm feeling the sunshine through the phone wires coming in to my spirit. It's just so beautiful. I love this. Elle, I'm so glad you called in, too. Oh, geez.
Well, you know what,
she's
Deb,
out
you
in California.
Sunshine. Yeah, I know. Well, you
Los Angeles,
you said
when
we started the show, Deb, you said if anybody, you know, has sunshine, bring it on. We need some sunshine after all this rain. And look, you know, careful what you wish
we
for.
We got it.
Okay, Katie.
You know, we've got clouds
and
sun in L.A. right now. We've actually got clouds. But to love and be loved, you feel the sunshine from both sides. So you've opened the door for that. I love you, Deb. You're awesome. Thank you.
Love you, Al. Love all of us. I love
Katie.
Group
you guys
there.
Dr.
Hello?
Katie.
Hi. Yeah.
Good morning, Gratitude.
Good morning. Good morning. It's raining. I'm calling because I'm grateful for the rain.
From rain comes flowers every time.
It's so beautiful out here. It's bright green, and, I mean, the flowers are just gorgeous, and I'm just really grateful for a day of rain because I'll get more work done.
Tell us really quick, Deb, Katie, will you tell us about the fawn? We only have a minute 30, so go fast. Tell us about the fawn and the mama. They're so cute.
Yeah. We have in our backyard, we're right up against a park, and there are deer. The deer here where we live are like dogs. They are actually, there are more deer than dogs in our neighborhood, and they go right by my house, and in the spring, the fawns were born, and so now we have this little spotted fawn, and she goes by every morning. She and her mom, they trot down this little path that goes right behind our house, and she is the cutest thing. We've nicknamed her Jumpin' Jack Flash because she jumps up and down, and she just, everybody just, it makes you smile. Grin. I mean, it just connects you to nature, and it's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. It's amazing.
All right.
Please do share on Twitter.
Tweet a picture out for us, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. We've been
taking
pictures of her every day, so sure.
Guys, I hate to interrupt you, but we have 30 seconds left, and Katie, connect with Katie at Eagle in Flight, and she'll tweet out that picture for you. And
awesome.
And
yeah,
Al, what's your Twitter,
yeah,
Al?
Oh, my L Twitter's... underscore Febo.
How do you spell that?
ELLE underscore FEBBO. F is in Frank.
Okay.
EBBO. Yep.
Perfect. All right,
okay,
everybody.
It is Kristen at Pretty Back.
Joy
good
to
day,
all.
Gratitude. Good day, gratitude.
Okay, love you,
love
all.
Go out
and cheer your friends. We'll
need
you.
Join back.
Awesome. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. All right, take care, everybody. Bye.